Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all number one songs from various musical charts from the 1970s and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Jermaine Jackson, Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Rick James, The Supremes, and Mary Jane Girls. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature all number one songs from the 1970s and 1980s.
Tom Fallon.
Close my eyes and I see your face.
Fallon.
I've been through so many changes in my life, woman. It's a wonder I ain't lost my mind. And I ain't never said how much I need.
Lionel Richie with My Love, and that reached number one in the adult contemporary charts from 1983. Before that, Jermaine Jackson, Let's Get Serious, number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1980. And we started with Stevie Wonder's Higher Ground, number one in the pop charts and number one in the rhythm and blues charts from 1973. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs from the 1970s and 1980s that went to number one on various musical charts. Well, coming up, a number one in the pop and adult contemporary charts from 1973, Diana Ross and Touch Me in the Morning. Well, Touch Me in the Morning became Diana's second solo number one single and 14th overall in her career on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. It was conceived by then unproven songwriter and producer Michael Masser. He had been recruited by Motown CEO Berry Gordy, and Masser teamed up with the proven ballad lyricist Ron Miller to write it. According to Michael Masser, Diana always tried to push hard to get the vocals right for this particular song, calling it a drain experience that resulted in several near emotional breakdowns when she wasn't up to her abilities. It was recorded in the early morning hours, as was her custom back then as she began raising her children. In a Barbara Walters Memorial Day interview special, Diana's second oldest daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross, said Diana would put them to bed and record all night in order to wake her children and send them to school the next morning. Well, Touch Me in the Morning became Diana's longest charting record until 1980, remaining on the charts for 21 weeks. This song marked a turning point in the career of Diana, revigorating her singing career, coming immediately after her Academy Award nomination for Best Actress and her acting debut, Lady Sings the Blues. Well, here is Diana in Touch Me in the Morning, right here on Motown Memories.
Touch me in the morning, then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow, but we had yesterday. Me who said that nothing good's gonna last forever.
Fallon.
Super Freak, his biggest charting song, reaching number one in the dance and disco charts from 1981. Before that, Marvin Gaye and I Want You, number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1976. And we started with Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning, number one in the United States pop charts and number one in the Del Contemporary charts from 1973. This is Motown Memory, for this hour. We're featuring all number one songs from various musical charts from the 1970s and 1980s. Well, here comes the Supremes with the number one, Stone Love, number one from 1970, right here on Motown.
Now I wanna tell you of a great love. Oh, it will light up, it will surely light up darkened worlds. If you just believe.
Love for me.
all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Mary Jane Girls with In My House, number one on the dance and disco charts from 1985, and we started with the Supremes after Diana Ross had left the group with Stone Love, number one in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. This half hour features some great songs, all number one songs in various musical charts from the 1970s and 1980s. Coming up after the break, more number ones from the 70s and 80s, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.